Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Well, of course you do, because you're the wrestling expert.
That's not at all. Come on.
It's time for Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter Report, brought to you by Prime Bank of Texas.
Save us, Jimmy.
Prime Bank of Texas. Are you a big wrestling fan, Jimmy?
No.
I'm going to guess.
Precision Cameron Video and Swertner Farm and Ranch. Go ahead, sir.
I did go to one WWF match years ago. Charlie Chase and I went. And we had really good seats, and I remember the Honky Tonk Man was wrestling, and a few others, and the Mask somebody. And we actually got into it. I remember I stood up on my chair and was screaming at one point. So it's a real interesting participatory thing.
Singing like, if you screaming rather like kill him or what?
No, get him, yeah, somebody like hit him on the head or whatever. It's just weird. I don't know. With WWE, I haven't watched that in years.
I like less violent sports like football.
Oh boy! And the brothers were fighting last night. I just couldn't get into that. I just not been into the NFL this year, mainly because Cowboys suck so bad. But I just the Titans are terrible too. So I just really gave up on them. And my colleges, you know, sad. Auburn and Alabama both. My hometown teams are terrible.
That thing, help me remember, and I'm not trying to be silly. Is it the Egg Bowl or the Iron Bowl this weekend?
Egg Bowl is Mississippi. That's okay. Ole Miss and Mississippi
State. So this
State.
Is the Iron Bowl.
The Iron Bowl, and that was because it used to be played in Birmingham, which was this one, steel capital of the South.
That's why, okay.
And then they went to a home-and-home thing, which I don't think they should have. I think it should be like Texas, Oklahoma played in a neutral field, but they finally, the legislature said, nope, it's going to be home and home. So that's what they do. This year it's Tuscaloosa.
Well, it's typically just too much money on those big games to just depend on a check from a third-party neutral site. Every other year you can make all the money when they come to your place.
And, yeah, it's all about the money now, isn't it? And everything is all about the money. All right, the Thanksgiving storm is going on right now. Coldest air in months, heavy rain, snow in some areas, parts of the Midwest. Some of the South is going to get it tonight. Thanksgiving Day in the East. I don't know if they're saying if the parade is going to be affected one way or the other by it. If it's a lot of wind and snow, those balloons can't fly as high, and so we'll see what happens with that. But chilly air is supposed to be all over the northern states, and meteorologists say millions from coast to coast will be dealing with frigid temperatures on Friday. So if you're traveling, it's going to be different for a lot of people. Microsoft said Outlook and Teams services have been restored. Massive outage and technical delays on Monday. Thousands of workers across the country were not working, monitoring, troubleshooting, and fully recover, they said Microsoft. Company added this year, it's one of those years. We had no cable from 2 o'clock Sunday to 10 o'clock Sunday night with Spectrum. They never, of course, they never tell you what it is, why it happened, or anything else. And boy, I tell you, you are in this society, we had no internet. So you had no TV, no computer, nothing. You are sunk.
Oh, and watch your bill when it comes in, because they will give you a major. They'll give you a major credit adjustment, won't they?
If you call them.
And oh, really?
I do have on my list of things to do.
Is that right?
Is to threaten Spectrum maybe today, because I do have AT&T fiber that's been cut in the yard, but I'm not using it. And if they don't give me some good answers on why they've been having some outages lately, they're going to be history. Raw milk. Have you ever had raw? I've never even seen it, but I guess they have it in
California.
It just
means it's not pasteurized.
Yeah, and the public health people, they don't like you to drink it because they warn you that it could cause serious problems.
Robert Kennedy Jr. wants to make that's the only kind of milk you can buy.
Bird flu virus has been found in a raw milk. He's got a lot of nutty ideas. I will be really surprised if this guy.
I think he knows what he's talking about when it comes to food, but only to a certain point, apparently. I mean
Louis
Pasteur gave us the ability to drink milk, and he wants to go back to the farm, and that ain't going to work.
No, this vaccine, anti-vaccine stuff and some of that stuff. I mean, I don't doubt that some of the food coloring and some of that stuff might be bad for us or otherwise, but. You know, I don't know. Donald Trump says he's going to impose new tariffs on Mexico, China, and Canada. And he'll do it on day one. So that's setting this up. They're all wanting to have negotiations before you get there. That's kind of his way of doing it. It's say, we're going to do this if you don't do this. Because he does need Mexico to do some things. He does need Canada to do some things. And he needs China to do some things. We'll see if, and I'm sure they believe that he will do it. It's not like, well, we don't think he'll do it. No, he'll do it. So we'll see if they come to the table sooner than later. A judge has dismissed a federal election obstruction charges against Trump, and that's made CNN and MSNBC anchors' heads swivel around like in Poltergeist. Israel, they're considering a ceasefire deal with Hezbollah. Boy, they showed an example last night of President Biden. Poor guy. I mean, he was doing the turkey saving, you know, when they...
You know, I didn't want to be accused of making fun of the president. I wanted to make the point that it's really a godsend that he, let's just say, after that's why I played it, that he had run and been reelected, because he was gone.
He shouldn't be there now, really.
Well, you think, they got it reduced to you got to pardon the turkey, for goodness sake. I could see, we were talking about that. I could see him going, I got to do what? Let's get it over with. And
I didn't understand anything he was saying on some of those things.
Well, some listeners helped us. Well, he was talking about peaches, and in Delaware they have peaches, and their favorite is peach pie at Thanksgiving. But it turns out from a couple of our listeners after we talked about it, he says, well, peach weighed 51 pounds or 41 pounds. But apparently the name of the turkey he pardoned was also peaches. So it's hard to make all that out, but...
No, it was a word salad. Talk about word salad. He definitely had a Caesar salad, because I couldn't understand anything he was saying. And it's just sad, because, I mean, I hate to see that old people, you know, and particularly in that job. But, man, this guy's got his finger on the button. So, I don't know. This is probably the worst covered story I've seen in a while. I've read everybody's account, and it doesn't make any sense. The Macy's employee that hit $150 million in expenses. It didn't say if he profited from this or who was he helping. False accounting entries to hide delivery expenses over a 3-year period. For who and for what purpose and why? And then why wasn't it discovered for 3 years? $154 million is a lot of money. But I don't know. Did you see that story about Macy's? They're in trouble anyway.
Well, you mentioned the Thanksgiving Day parade, the Macy's parade. Mm-hmm. Besides all the terrorism threat, but they've got a jillion cops working. The big news is the weather may be so bad, as you said, not just that they might have to limit. It'll be a game time call, maybe. But also CBS, for the first time ever, has decided not to carry it at all. Said it's a cutback. The one thing I've noticed, there's an official... one network gets it officially.
So it's not going to be on TV?
Yes, because if you notice, two or three networks usually carry it. You can do it unofficially.
Look and see if NBC is the official one usually.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. But CBS said, we're not going to do it at all now.
Yeah, I'm the weird one that wakes up and watches it.
Some competition, and they would go also to the, at the same time, or right after or before, they would go to the Mummers Parade in Philadelphia.
Oh, the Merry Mummers. I forgot about them.
And they use, I guess they're still doing it. And then there was a kind of a famous one in Detroit. It seemed like that some of them went to years ago, but then they just kind of, you know, went off. And then Macy's pretty much got into the official thing with NBC. So that's probably going to still be there on NBC. But again, soggy, snowy Thanksgiving for people. If you're particularly if you're doing air travel and all that stuff, you need to be very much up on all the things that are going on.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
And now, page two with Jimmy Carter.
Today at 2 o'clock in many cities, and I'm sure Austin is one of those, they're doing these, what they call a preview. It's an early screening of Mona 2. So if you're off with the kids this week, you might want to get in there at 2 o'clock today before it gets crazy. That will be the number one movie when it stretches out over 4,100 locations starting tomorrow. So Mona 2 is going to be the big movie of the weekend. Wicked should be number 2. Gladiator will probably be number 3. So movies, movies, movies. You know, Thanksgiving night is one of the biggest nights of the year for movies, because particularly young people, younger than, you know, say 25, they've had about all the family they can take by about 5 o'clock.
You know, this is so not me. I thought I'd throw it at you, given your review of Wicked yesterday. I had no plans. I don't want to see it. If it comes on HBO, I won't even probably watch it. But I started watching the promos last night. They ran a couple of trailers with Jeff Goldblum. I won't do it because of the time and everything. I'd like to see that movie. It's that interesting to me. I need to open up my horizons anyway.
It's just, I was underwhelmed that first hour. I didn't know the story. I'd never seen the play, the musical. You can't call it a play. It's a musical. I just wasn't prepared for it. It was just slow, and I didn't really care about these two witches. I really want to care about this. And so then finally it pace picks up a little bit, and it gets to be more Wizard of Oz-ish, you know, Oz-ish, where the pacing is good and all the character build up. Okay, I've had enough of these characters already. And they get on a train and go off. Now I'm happy with that. So I definitely want to see the second one. Because I guess they're going to, no, I don't want to guess what they're going to do, but it's interesting. I loved The Wizard of Oz growing up. Were you a Wizard of Oz fan?
Not
particularly?
It's my favorite movie.
When I was six, maybe, you know.
Still one of my favorite all-time movies.
So you weren't really in, you don't need to go to this one then. I mean, I love The
Wizard
of Oz.
Maybe I'm.
You probably don't, that's probably one you don't need to see. But, yeah, did you ever see the one with Diana Ross and Michael Jackson?
The Wiz.
The Wiz?
He's on down the road.
The music was good. Yes, sir. I didn't see it, but the music was good.
No, but the music was kind of good, but it's still, you know, some people, I was very hesitant just then doing any kind of criticism on Wicked, because those people that are really into this, they're as crazy as the Taylor Swift fans.
Oh, big time.
They are really in this Wicked thing. Is they even got names, Wiccanians or something. They got names for themselves and everything. So, you know, it's, I'm just wasn't into the cult, but I enjoyed it. But it wasn't like, you know, some guy wrote me when I wrote it, said the first hour was boring. It's called story development, man. And this is one thing you can't do on social media. I wanted to go tell that guy, I had many colorful language I was going to use, but I said, nope, just let it go. Just let it go. You don't want to get like Blake Shelton used to do and get into Twitter fights or Facebook fights or any of that stuff.
Not your circus, not your flying monkeys, Jimmy.
I love the flying monkeys.
Me too. They're scary in Wizard of Oz. But
they're more, you know what? They're more scary and wicked.
Really? All right.
These are mean, man. These are mean monkeys.
If I may observe, there's two great ways to handle that I've observed. The way you handled it the best, ignore. Because the guy's looking for a response. The second best way is how I deal with Eric. Man, I'm wrong. You are 100% right. I couldn't be wronger.
I do that too. I'm like, I'll try harder tomorrow.
It's just something in my DNA wanted to get right in there and try to outwitty them, you know, and just say something really jerky, but I didn't do it.
Can I mess with you? Have I got time to mess with you?
Yes, please.
And for good reason, though. Good reason. So don't think I'm being tacky.
Okay.
Yes, Alabama lost a game to Oklahoma they shouldn't have lost. But my argument to you has been when you were talking smack, Texas hadn't played anybody. Yes, we have, blah, blah, blah. And I continue to point to each week the College Football Power Index, which by computer measures all your strengths, your weaknesses, who's really got the best team. And once again, yes, the Texas Longhorns are number one. Ohio State Buckeyes are number two. Mm. Notre Dame is number three. But even after that loss, Jimmy, I wanted to tell you, Alabama, and they're rating 180-something teams. Alabama's number four, ahead of Georgia, Ole Miss, ahead of Oregon, Tennessee, your favorite, Penn State, and Miami. So all is not lost, Mr. Carter.
Well, the problem is I've had this whole season. I'm not a real believer in the coach, and I've been very consistent about it. I thought he wasn't ready for prime time. He was coming from the Northwest, which I have no respect for the teams out there, Oregon, Washington, generally. They don't play up to the caliber of the Texases and the Alabamas and the Georgias. They usually get beat in those games. Oklahoma, I've always been worried about. I didn't think they were I watched them come back on Auburn. I think they got a great coach. And I knew they would, I generally thought they would show up. I didn't think we would just default like that. Alabama's coach should have pulled that quarterback just like Nick Saban would have done because he was not having a good day. And that's what they did when they pulled, Tua or one of them, when the guy that's the quarterback for Philadelphia, when they pulled him, Jalen Hurt, when they pulled him and put in Tua that time and won the game. Sometimes you got to pull the quarterback. Sarkisian would not hesitate to do that, I don't think, if it was really bad. And this guy should have, but he looks like he's lost on the sidelines most of the time.
Well,
and I'm just not a fan.
I think you make a great point about, the kind of coaching you have to do in this league. With the, what I was quoting or citing, the College Football Power Index, you can get from ESPN, five of the top 10 teams are in the SEC. By the way, where are the Aggies? Aggies come in on the power index at number 20. Hold on, I should have circled it. No, they're not that far down. They come in at number 15, and Texas at number one. Another reason that I've got this unusual sense of confidence that Texas will beat A&M on Saturday, but we shall see. You taking sides on that one?
What is the line, by the way?
7.5, I believe. Aggies will they're the dog.
7.5, yeah. Texas.
Texas minus 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
It won't be enough. I think they'll own them. I mean, that's a rough place to play. But, I mean, I don't have any doubt that Texas A&M has been some signs of life through the years, but I don't think they're ready they're not ready for Texas.
Well, even after beating Alabama this week, Oklahoma comes in the top 25 at 23 on the power index. But Alabama is still number four, but Oklahoma beat Alabama, so That could happen Saturday.
Jalen, if the quarterback for Alabama is having a great day, they win. If he's having a lost in space day, like he has frequently done this year at Tennessee, at Vanderbilt, and at Oklahoma, then they're going to lose. But to have Alabama team that I can't even remember the time they just scored 3 points in a football game. That's what's got people just really freaked out.
Yeah, they put a graphic up on that. I think it was 1988.
Yeah, I mean, that's not the team that we're all familiar with. So, you know, we've lost Coach Saban to game day. God bless him. He's doing great commercials. But, I'd contribute $5 to get him back.
The GoFundMe has been started.
The source of Alabama's NIL money has just been revealed. Jimmy Carter.
$5.
$5 foot long.
Well, again, I wasn't messing with you. I didn't want to retort, but that's great news. That's great news for you, sir, I think.
No, we suck. And it's just terrible. We need to go home. Just get this game over with and send us to the Fruit Bowl or whatever they're going to send it to and move on. You guys have got big things, great potential. You need some luck along the way, but you've got some I think you got a good path.
Coming right down to it, isn't it? Something else.
Yep.
All right, Jimmy, we'll see you tomorrow on our last report before the big Thanksgiving holiday.
Bye-bye.
Jimmy Carter brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, Prime Bank of Texas, and Swartner Farm and Ranch.
KKMJ.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.